Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
My name is Liana Wojniak. I'm here today with Dave Popowicz filling in, and I'm filling in for Faisal Karmali.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for doing that. Faisal's away on a conference today, and which means it's going to be a terrific show without him pestering me all throughout the whole session. I'm just kidding. We've got a good show today. We're going to talk about tax, mm-hmm. and although that sounds maybe boring at the outset, the disability tax credit is something that I don't think is well known mm-hmm. to many people. Mm-hmm. But we talk about tax, you know, in our seminars and in the process of retirement from a 3D perspective: deduct, mm-hmm. divide, and defer. Mm-hmm. And a disability tax credit is something that's available to many Canadians that don't take advantage of mm-hmm. it.
I think people would be surprised how many Canadians are actually eligible for it and can save some money on their taxes, but just don't take advantage of it either because they're scared of applying, they don't know how to apply.
Right. And who to contact,
who
and what
to contact,
to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so we'll shed some light on that for sure. Let's talk a little bit about the markets this week. Like every week these days, it's mm-hmm. you know, it's an interesting week, and there was a lot of highlights this week. What mm-hmm. sort of what comes to mind for you right off the top of your head? The biggest highlight for you?
The biggest headline of the week, I think, was the Fed's interest rate decision in the U.S.
Yeah.
It was the expected move. But we still got volatility out of it.
Yeah, well, and it's often the communication, right? Mm-hmm. I think the market had accurately priced in and predicted a 75 basis point increase mm-hmm. or 0.75%. But the communication that Fed Chair Powell gave mm-hmm. really is what sunk the markets when that decision came up.
Right, because he came out and said, we're going to do whatever it takes to slow inflation down, which the market read as, it's not going to stop. The interest rate hikes won't stop anytime soon. So,
yeah,
negative reaction to that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, some of his language was a little more hawkish, I think, than what was expected. So it was interesting. What was interesting is when that news came out, the 75 basis points, you saw a rally immediately in the mm-hmm. stock market. Then the communication came out, and the interview comes out, and some of the language used, sinks the mm-hmm. market.
Gave now, it all back. Yeah, same day.
Yeah, same day. That's right. So let's fast forward to the early trading on Friday, because mm-hmm. there was also some important economic data that came out. Mm-hmm. So give me your take on sort of the state of the labor market in Canada and the U.S.
Well, it's a different story between Canada and the U.S. U.S. saw some gains in unemployment, so a little bit of a softening in the market there. On the Canadian side of the border, surprise move, huge number of new jobs added, and completely flat on jobless claims, like no movement at all.
Right.
So no softening at all.
Right. But there was there's some cracks in the data in the U.S. And, mm-hmm. and again, that I think that accounted for the early rally in U.S. equities, because although I think Powell has made it clear that the jobs data is not the primary driver of what interest rate policy is going to be, if we do start to see a softening of employment, we saw the unemployment numbers go higher. If layoffs start to increase, if the wage pressure comes out, that will be seen as positive. And so, Liana, what I thought was interesting, when you look at the volatility, again, this is going to freak people out, but mm-hmm. we're getting closer to the end of the rate increases than we are at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And it seems that the volatility is even increasing more based on the headlines, mm-hmm. right? So we're getting to this end, so it's getting nuanced about how far, how fast, what are we mm-hmm. pricing in, strategies. Mm-hmm. And so there tends to be a lot of trading action mm-hmm. around those key headlines.
Every headline is causing this moment-to-moment snap reaction right now.
Right.
Which I think is probably typical of that getting close to the end of trying to figure out exactly where the middle is. I don't know what you usually tell people who are in a situation where they're looking at their portfolios and it could be widely varied from mm-hmm. day to day.
Yeah.
What kinds of things would you actually say to somebody when they come to you and say, I don't know what to do?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a good question. You can't, number one, I'll tell you what you can't do. You can't freeze, right? So you always have to go back, in my opinion, to what your economic thesis is, right? So you got to have an opinion as to how far rates are going to go, because you need something to judge. So, mm-hmm. you know, when you get a communication by the U.S. Fed or the Bank of Canada, okay, well, how does that compare to what we expected, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. you're positioning based on how you're expected in the future. Mm-hmm. So I think the message is don't freeze. Compare the headline relative to what your thesis says. Now, if it changes your thesis, then you might need to do some trading and change your portfolio. But if it doesn't change the thesis, then the daily volatility in the price action is just what it is, right? It doesn't necessarily change anything,
right?
Because we see, you see a big drop on one day and then you see a massive rally the next day, right? You kind of just went to sleep and, missed all of that stuff and everything was equal at the end of the day. That's kind of what you have to think about. So I caution people to get caught up too much in the day-to-day unless the data has changed, right? Based on whatever you think your thesis is. I would also, I think, argue a little bit about the role that recession is playing in this fear, right? So if we say that on the one hand, we're getting closer to the end of the interest rate hiking cycle, then that would imply that there's less concern about that in inflation than there is about the impact that these policy rate increases have had on the economy.
Right, and whether that economic slowdown is going to tip into recession or not.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, we had the Bank of Canada come out with their most recent forecast. Of course, they raised by 50 basis points, a little less than was expected last week. But the Bank of Canada's forecast for next year is growth, not recession. Right? So their forecast is for 0.9% growth. But they did say, our Bank of Canada governor did say, well, listen, it could just as easily be slightly negative versus slightly positive, right? Now, whether it's 0.9% growth or negative 0.9% growth, those are going to feel pretty similar, right? It's going to be really slow. So this notion of a mild recession as a base case scenario is not unrealistic at this point, right? But that's not the Bank of Canada's forecast at this point, right? It's not recession. So somewhere in that band, I would say, seems to be what the Bank of Canada would be supportive of at this point, right? And we'll see, does the Fed, the US Fed, have to go further than what the Bank of Canada does? I would say the economists would argue yes to that, given that Canadians are more indebted than Americans generally, so we'll tend to, as a population, be a little bit more interest rate sensitive. Americans can lock in mortgages for 30 years, we've got 5 years, right? So there's a number of reasons why Canadians and the Canadian economy might be a little bit more sensitive to it, right? But you did see with a strong jobs report on Friday, a bit of a repricing of what that terminal rate, how far the Bank of Canada might have to go. And at least the initial trade on the Canadian dollar was crazy, right? It skyrocketed relative to the US dollar.
Yeah.
So what can we take away from the sort of the day-to-day action in the markets?
I think the only thing we can take away from it is that it's volatile now.
Volatile.
That's the only thing we can say about it. It depends from moment to moment what the headline is of the minute. So it's going to be a bumpy ride for a little bit longer.
Yeah. And truly the market on every one of those big headlines is trying to price, it's testing the statement or the data against their thesis. And it's gonna bounce all over the place. Now, how long? We could be in this, Leanna, for a while yet. We still need to see data. So each of the central banks, let's go with Bank of Canada and the Fed, has said they're gonna remain data dependent, right? And so that means they don't know, right? And here's the problem: market doesn't know. It's guessing 6 months into the future. Fed says they don't know they're gonna be data dependent. So we do have to keep our eyes on that data to see it and test it against, what we're planning for in the future and make adjustments accordingly, right? Okay, listen, there's always something to worry about, right? Always something to worry about. So we got to be able to put long-term strategies together, proper structure and discipline, as we often talk about, for people in retirement, because retirement isn't 1 year.
Right. If you're looking at 30 years.
We're going to have lots of things to navigate through. So we got to shed some light on how to sort of bulletproof your retirement when it comes to dealing with these kinds of short-term problems and whatever the next problem is going to be coming up, right? Why don't we remind our guests about when we're going to do that?
So we're having a seminar on Tuesday, November 15th at 7 p.m. That's both live here in Calgary at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club, or you can attend it online. But you do have to register. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to do that.
Okay, we look forward to seeing you there. Now, before we take a break, the three D's of tax planning: deduct, defer, and divide. Do you qualify for a disability tax credit? Stick around after the break to find out. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.